focus the attention of our project participants, investors, and those who follow this project on what we have done. We have made the transformation of one chemical element into another chemical element, and we managed to apply the results. In our case, it's iron. This is, of course, a huge breakthrough in the field of material physics, in the field of nuclear physics. Another question is how to apply it, how to use it. And we found the way to use this result. The method of use and the result of this use are turned to be very incredible and fantastic, although I expected such an effect. If you looked at our white paper, you will see a section devoted to the biogenic action of elements obtained by cold fusion, that is, the transformation of one chemical element into another chemical element. Here I rely on historical data, on a number of data that I knew. I was very seriously engaged in it. Now I want to show you the video sessions with those volunteers who took the synthesis for a certain time, about a month, well, not a month, but 21 days, a little more, and with their health reports. Results of analysis are received, but I will tell about the results of analysis a little later. Here is the first video. My name is Olga Solovyeva. I'm 50 years old. I have been taking synthesis for 18 days. 18 days? Olga, tell me, during these 18 days, what positive changes have you noticed? What is happening to you? The first and more obvious that I have observed literally with the first days of synthesis admission was a sense of some vivacity, forces in the evening. There was no deadly fatigue, which I usually felt before in the evening, after a hard day's work. Well, it wasn't a splash of any kind. It's not like you could do a bunch of things. I can just safely do my household things, and I don't want to relax immediately, to be a vegetable on the couch. It was the first positive effect, and it continues. Another effect that I noticed that I woke up is following. Wow, I feel so fresh, and I'm ready for activities at once in the morning. Before, I required some extra time to be completely awake. Up to half an hour, I was walking, watching, recovering, and today, I just noted I don't need it. Another thing is such a gradual daily observation. I always have reduced level of iron, low hemoglobin, and the last year and a half, I was having big problems at nights with numbness of the hands. I woke up several times a night, up to 5-6 times when I felt numbness in the hands. I rubbed them, turned over on the other side and felt